KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look at high school volleyball. State volleyball championships got underway yesterday up in Cedar Rapids. And in first round play in Class 5A, the quarterfinals saw top seed Dowling Catholic a winner as they beat Dubuque Hempstead 3-1. Iowa City Liberty, the 5 seed, knocked off 4th seeded West Des Moines Valley, also 3-1. Number 2 seed Ankeny a winner. They advance with a 3-1 win over Ankeny Centennial. And Pleasant Valley, the number 3 seed, also a 3-1 winner as they beat Cedar Falls in first round action yesterday. Now, Class 4A quarterfinals yesterday saw top seed Cedar Rapids Xavier have little trouble with Dallas Center Grimes winning in 3 straight. Number 4 seed Western Dubuque had to go the distance to beat Sergeant Bluff Luton. It was 3-2, 15-11 the score in that fifth and deciding contest. Gilbert defeated North Scott as the number 7 seed knocks out the number 2 seed, and that happened in 3 straight games. Also in Class 4A quarterfinals, Glenwood was defeated in their first round match as they fell to number 6 seed West Delaware by a score of 3-2. That match ended up going the distance yesterday as Glenwood comes up just a tad short. Glenwood went out to win the first game in that match and then saw West Delaware rally back, and they ended up winning in the championship's first round in the quarterfinal round yesterday by winning fifth and final game as they knock out the Glenwood Rams, the number 3 seed in that 4A quarterfinal tournament. Also, Class 3A quarterfinals, a couple of matches last night. Top seed Osage, a winner over Humboldt. That was 3-0. And number 2 seed Clarion Goldfield Dows also was a winner. They beat 7th seeded Red Oak last night. That scored 3-0. It was a 3-game sweep in that match. So Red Oak finishes their season. Now, state volleyball tournament play continues today. They'll finish off the 3A quarterfinals as Davenport Assumption will play Unity Christian and Mount Vernon will face off against Union. Those are morning matches. Then later this afternoon in Class 2A quarterfinals, it's Western Christian facing South Hardin. Boyden Hall against Denver. Wilton will battle Van Meter, while Dyke New Hartford will play Sumner Fredericksburg. Those matches all in Cedar Rapids. Then the day will end with the Class 1A quarterfinals as Council Bluffs St. Albert, the number 8 seed, will face top-seeded Janesville in a match this evening. Gladbrook Rhinebeck will play Springville. Wapsie Valley faces Burlington Notre Dame, while Galen Catholic will take on New London. That'll finish off the quarterfinals of that state volleyball tournament. They'll move into the semis tomorrow. Well, we've got some football postseason awards that are being handed out. Some all-district teams are being announced in Class 2A. District 9, the all-district squads, announced yesterday. And Atlantic, as you would expect, being the district champion with a bundle of athletes named to first and second teams this year. Among the first teamers from Atlantic on offense, running back Bodie Johnson, wide receiver Colin Mullinex, and offensive lineman Gunnar Kirchhoff. They were all first team selections. Some others from the area selected to the first team include running back Taden Brown, wide receiver Michael Schull, offensive lineman Crew Howard, and kicker Nathan Barnes, all from Clarinda, while Blake Harold of Shenandoah was first team tight end. On the defensive side of the ball, Atlantic had defensive lineman Cale Polito, linebacker Brendan Atkinson, and defensive backs Grant Sturm and Joe Weaver all make first team defensive honors. Other first-teamers from the area include Cole Ridner and Nathan Barnes. Ridner, a linebacker, Barnes, a punter, and Logan Green, a defensive lineman. They're all from Clarinda. Shenandoah had defensive lineman Avery Martin and linebacker Kane Lorimer named to the first-team defense. Atlantic's Mike McDermott also was named as co-head coach of the year, while Lee Satoff, the Atlantic defensive coordinator, was named assistant coach of the year in the district. Also among the second team selections on offense, Atlantic had a whole bunch of those. Garrett McLaren was the second team quarterback. Corey Parrott, a running back, was a second team pick. Offensive linemen Devin McKay and Peyton Fusen were both second team selections, along with tight end Garrett Reynolds and kicker Lane Nelson. Atlantic also had a couple of players on the second team defensive squad. Defensive lineman Colton Tasto and also defensive back Zane Vance from Atlantic. Both were named second team. Also, Drew Newell of Atlantic was an honorable mention selection this season as an offensive lineman to that 2A District 9 all-district team. Also, Class A District 8 announced their awards, and Nottoway Valley had a number of players selected. On offense, Nottoway Valley's Adam Ace was a running back, and Kalen DeVault's a wide receiver on the first team. Also on the first team all-district defense, John Gebbie, a defensive back. Tony Ace, a linebacker. Avery Filippi, a defensive lineman. And also Catch Kennedy, a defensive lineman, were all named first team selections on defense for Nottoway Valley. A couple of honorable mention picks as well. Nathan Russell, a junior, and Boston DeVault, a sophomore, both were named honorable mention picks from Nottoway Valley as well on that squad. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says the team that makes the most improvement the next few weeks will win the Big 12 regular season title. The 17th-ranked Cyclones sit at the top of the league standings with Oklahoma State and Kansas State. They all have one loss in conference play.
It's such a unique challenge in the year we're in. Growth and maximizing your full potential is, in any year, is critical to the team that has the ultimate success in a conference, but I think it's even magnetized more now than ever before.
Campbell applauds the Big 12 leadership for getting six games played to this point. Big 10 teams have played only two, and the Pac-12 doesn't even start until this weekend.
You know, I think the reality is there was a plan. We worked forward. And we stayed the course. And, you know, obviously we're not at the end yet, and there's still, you know, choppy waters ahead with, I think, what's going on around us. But I really feel like, you know, what we've been able to accomplish as a conference to this point has been tremendous.
Well, Cyclones will be at home Saturday night against Baylor. The Bears are 1-3, and first-year coach Dave Aranda says the Cyclones have built an identity under coach Matt Campbell.
Defensively, I think they're unique, and, you know, they force an offense to be patient and kind of matriculate the ball down the field. Most folks are unwilling or unable to do that, and so I think, you know, they know who they are, and they play to those strengths.
Former Iowa linebacker Dylan Doyle is second on Baylor in tackles. The sophomore transferred to Baylor after his father Chris left as the Hawkeyes' strength and conditioning coach.
His anticipation, recognition is really, really good. And then I think, you know, just as a person, really quality person, he's been able to fit into our group and really start to lead our group. And so, he's just getting started, though. I think the best is yet to come.
Aranda says as a native Iowan, Doyle is looking forward to his return.
I always enjoyed talking with Dylan because of just, you know, he's a football nut. And so just he brings up his history quite a bit. And so I know it means a lot to him. I'm sure that this game is a little bit more special for him.
That game Saturday in Ames will kick off at 6 o'clock. Well, Southeastern Conference has fined Florida football coach Dan Mullen $25,000 for his role in a benches-clearing brawl against Missouri. The league also issued half-game suspensions for Missouri linebacker Chad Bailey, offensive lineman Dylan Spencer, and defensive lineman Markel Utsi. Each of them will sit out the first half of Missouri's next game against number 5 Georgia on November 14th. Florida defensive lineman Zach Carter and linebacker Antoine Powell, who were ejected for fighting, will be suspended for the first half against the Bulldogs on Saturday in Jacksonville. Missouri linebacker Trey Williams won't be punished any further. Now, those suspensions could be significant for the number 8 Gators, who were without 15 players against Mizzou. Some of the absences stemmed from injuries, others because of COVID-19 test results and contact tracing. It's unclear how many of them will return against the Bulldogs. The melee started Saturday night when Missouri's Trajan Jeffcoat delivered what looked like a high late hit on Florida quarterback Kyle Trask on the final play of the first half. The Hail Mary pass fell incomplete, and Trask landed hard on his back. His lineman came to his defense, and so did Mullen, who started screaming at officials and the opposing sideline. Well, Tom Brady threw touchdown passes to Rob Gronkowski and Mike Evans, lifting Tampa Bay to a 25-23 victory over the New York Giants and giving the Buccaneers quarterback the career lead in touchdown throws once more. Ryan Succop booted 4 field goals for Tampa. The Saints' Drew Brees had passed Brady on Sunday, but now the 6-time Super Bowl champ is back on top with 561. Evans' diving 8-yard catch provided the go-ahead points, but Tampa Bay had to sweat it out as Daniel Jones drove New York 70 yards in 13 plays and connected with Golden Tate for a 19-yard touchdown with 28 seconds remaining. The 2-point conversion that could have tied the game failed. However, the Bucs moved to 6-2 for the season. The Giants are now 1-7. The NFL suspended Chicago Bears wide receiver Javon Wims 2 games on Monday for punching New Orleans Saints safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Wims was ejected in the third quarter Sunday after Allen Robinson caught a 5-yard pass from Nick Foles. On the other side of the field, Wims approached Gardner-Johnson from behind and appeared to reach for his mouth or neck. He threw a right-handed punch to his helmet and then another before both teams joined the scrum. He wound up at the bottom of a pile. The penalty against Wims pushed the Bears back to a 2nd-and-20, and Foles got intercepted by Marshawn Lattimore on the next play. Saints went on to win 26-23 in overtime. San Francisco 49ers will be without quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo and all-pro tight end George Kittle for an extended period of time after they got hurt against Seattle. A person familiar with the injury says synonymously that Garoppolo's ankle injury and Kittle's foot injury will sideline them indefinitely. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.